All right. Okay. Good evening, everyone. So there was an idea. We're on Dalet Amud Aleph. We're on 4A. We're actually going to quickly start from the bottom of 3B. And there was one idea from last. There was I need to pass the fire. Thank you. Tell me why you're passing. There you go. Okay, that should work. So we learned in a previous year, we kind of glossed over, there's something called a maka, which basically is a requirement that when you have a house, the definition of a house is 4 by 4 amos, you have a lot of requirements. One thing that we're all familiar with is putting up a mezuzah in our homes. However, there's also an obligation that we're less familiar with because I guess in America, it's not so common to have flat-roofed homes. You're supposed to put a fence up, a railing on your roof. Now, the interesting thing is, wait a minute. Even if it's not a house, right? Let's say it's less than 4 by 4 amos. It doesn't meet the dimensions for a house. Wouldn't there be another pasuk, which the Rambam applies, called Lo Sasim Damim Bifei, which is a general rule that you shall not place any blood in your house. This is a general rule that there shouldn't be anything dangerous in your homes. You shouldn't have a pet snake. The Gemara says you shouldn't have a kelev ra, a bad, vicious dog. You shouldn't have things that are hazards in your property, right? I'm sure Toby has a personal injury attorney. You could tell us all about that. You shouldn't have anything dangerous on premises that people will get harmed with, right? Or you're allowed to. Okay. So that, you don't hear me? Does no one hear me?
I hear you. I hear you.
Okay. Everyone seems to hear Toby. I think it's on your end, though you don't hear me, so you don't know that. Okay. All right. Maybe someone can message Toby and let her know that it's on her end. Marina, you're good with the Zoom stuff, right? Okay. Thank you. Rasal Veitchik asked this question. And Rasal Veitchik, I can't read it inside right now because I only have one sefer in front of me and I can't open a second one now because my hands are full. Rasalavichik gives two answers. One answer Rasalavichik gives is that it's true that even if you have a structure that in theory is less than 4 by 4 amos, you would still be required to create safeguards to protect people, but you lav dafka have to create a railing. If you find other ways to protect people, you could do that. But you don't have to do that in a formal way. If you want to block the entry, mommy. Okay. So if you, yeah, oh, mommy's here. I think we got to take her out at this point. I love you too. Have a good night. I love you. Okay. All right. Sorry, guys. Sorry you had to see that. Okay. So that's one answer Saveja gives. Lav dafka when you have to use a maka, but you can use some other form of protecting people on your property. The other answer Saveja gives is like a little bit more lumpish, a little bit more, lumpish, conceptual. So the other answer is that certain things, like a bor b'rishus harabim, when you make a hole in middle, or imagine like in middle of that intersection where Strawberry Hill goes down, you have
Yes.
that huge intersection where the fork in the road going to 613, and then the other one that goes down straight to I-95. So imagine you just create like a huge pit in the middle of there. So that's called a bor b'rishus harabim. So that is categorically something that is dangerous. You created a sakana, and that you would be obligated to prevent. However, a rooftop is not inherently, categorically, fundamentally considered something that is dangerous. It's just the Torah. So what happened? Torah had a gzeiras hakasav that in the event that you have a house, there's a special din in the house that we then treat it as if it's something that's dangerous that requires a market. But it's not something that inherently requires that's inherently dangerous. And therefore, without the requirement of ma'aka, you would not be required to put one up due to los sasin damim v'secha. Okay, that was just, I quickly want to throw that in. I promised Marina I would get through the Gemara before the board meeting at 8 o'clock on Zoom. So you'll do me a favor, guys. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to read through the Gemara. I'm going to try my best. If there's anything unclear, do stop me and ask for clarification. If you have any ha'aros, I love all of your insights, and we'll God willing make time for that once we finish the Gemara. That way, those of our shul leadership here, some of you who are on the board, can get to the meeting, and hopefully I can come in a few minutes late. No one will complain if I come in a few minutes late.
What page are we on?
We are starting all the way on the bottom of 3B, Gimel Amud Beis.
Okay.
Second to last line. We're going to learn about some really important concepts tonight called Dofen Akuma and Lavan. And if you don't know what those are yet, you're going to find out. Very important terms. So basically, the theme of the Gemara coming up is that what it's basically, what do you do with a sukkah that's pasul, and how can you, what kind of adjustments do we have in our repertoire that we can use to fix a non-kosher sukkah? That's the theme of tonight. So, case number one. Haisa gavoh me'esrim ama u'bal le'mat v'karm u'ksasos lo havi miyot. Let's say you have a sukkah, again, that can come whole, 20 amas tall, and you want to, now, you don't have the means to lower the wall, so what do you do instead? You want to raise the floor. You want to raise the floor level, so then, functionally, you have a sukkah that's less than 20 amas tall once the floor level is raised. But how are you trying to make it taller? So you're taking pillows and blankets and cushions, mattresses, and you're piling it up. That's not going to work. Even if you say, I'm going to leave these karmic sussas here for all seven, Rashi says, the chol shiva, for all, you know, there's some debate about, is it a chol shiva? Does it have to, is it just that? But I'm leaving it there for all the days of Sukkot. It doesn't work. Because everybody knows that that's not called ground level. That's called cushions that you decide to put on top of the ground level. Now there's the Birchas Avra, I'll just mention in passing, we could do this more next time. He has a chakira in which, is it because I myself realize that I'm probably going to move the karmic sasa at some point? Like, let's be honest, even I don't consider it to be, the ground level. Or is it just fundamentally like bittel, the same way that milk is bittel in the chalent, so too, my das, my opinion, is bittel dato itza kol adam, it's nullified by everyone else's opinion on the matter. That the latter would seem to be the primary approach. Rashi would seem to indicate that. However, there's a Rashi later on that seems to indicate otherwise. Well, God willing, do that Birchas Avraham next year. Okay. However, Teven Ubitlo, have you need it? Now let's talk about something. What about like straw or hay? So those are things that, okay, you know, something like clothing or cushions. Those are things that, come on, man, you didn't raise the ground level. But okay, once we're talking about things that like kind of grow from the ground, like hay, we can use hay for cushioning, right? You go to a farm, you go on a hay ride, you sit on the hay, so that can become the ground level. So if you're deliberately mevatel it, there's a machlokas Rashi in the Ritva. What do you mean by deliberately mevatel? Rashi says you have to do it bepiv. Rashi says umi a little bit to mamash bepiv. He talks about doing it with your mouth. You say, I hereby mevatel this straw to the ground. So that's according to Rashi. If you do that, the choshkin offer bitla, and certainly earth that you decide to be mevatel to the ground, that will seem to work. The questionable category is teved vein asin lefnoso vafer stam machlokis reyosi rabbanim. So we have basically three levels. We have mattresses and cushions. Everyone agrees you can declare from today to tomorrow, scream from the rooftops, that I am a vatalist to the ground. It's not going to work. We have on the other extreme when it comes to afar, to earth, and even when it comes to teben, comes to straw, if you are explicitly declaring that you're being a vatal, it will work. Then we have the middle category. I mean, basically teben's the middle category, okay? So clothing or cushions, then we have hay, and then we have earth. Now, earth, of course, is the most palatable for us to understand. If you pour dirt on dirt, you could be mevatel the dirt to the dirt and say that the ground is higher, right? It makes sense. So those are our three categories. We got that? Those are the three levels. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara says the machlokis about the following scenario. Kevin vein asid lifnoso. If you, let's say, you didn't actively declare that you're being mevatel the teven, you're not being mevatel the straw, but you have in mind, you have no plans of moving it forever. You plan, that's your new grandma. The upper stuff, and what if you just, this is like a tier even lower than that, you didn't have any kavana when you put it down. You just threw dirt on the ground and didn't even, didn't do any like l'shem yichuds. You didn't have any kavana. You just put earth on the ground. So machlokas or Yossi Rabbanon is machlokas or Yossi Rabbanon if that works. It's not. Bias shemiluhu teven o sroros. So this is, we're not going to get too much into it, but this machlokas basically comes up in the context of Tuma Tahara, about Tumas Ohel, Tumas Mace. Basically, if you fill up a house and fill up an Ohel, if it's less than a tefach to the mace, that creates Tumar Tutsa where it shoots through the roof. Whole background that Rashi goes through, but we don't need to get into that right now. So by Shemilu Tevin Otsroros, if you fill up a house with straw, with rocks, pebbles, ubitlo, ubitlo, and you are actively mevatlet, you declare, I hereby mevatlet to the ground, mevutl. So what's the implication? Bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. It sounds like from this Mishnah, which is the Shita of the Chachamim, that you have to actively be mevatel Tevin to the ground. Utani Allah, however, Rav Yossi disagrees, or Yossi Omer, Tevin vein oslifanoso hare hu ke afor stam. So Rav Yossi says that Tevin that you don't plan on moving at all, even if you don't make any declaration, it is the same as afar, which you have no kavana at all, ubato. And it works. You can be mevatel. Afar va'aslif noso, and if you have earth that you are, that you do plan on moving, hareyu gistam tevin, it's like tevin that you put down without kavana, below batel, and it's not nullified. I hope this article give you a chart, like a table. If you want, I have a table which kind of summarizes everything, because it's hard to think about this without seeing a visual table, I believe, but my table is in Hebrew. So if you would benefit from seeing it organized in Hebrew, send me an email, I can send you a photo of it. But I'm surprised if the scroll doesn't provide some sort of visual aid for this. They don't? Nothing? Wow. Okay. And I gotta send a letter to the editors. They should really put that in there. Okay. The good news is, guys, this is the hardest part of the evening. The rest of the Gemara is relatively smooth sailing from here. So here we go. All right. I hope you guys make the board meeting. We'll see if we get this done in 7 minutes. Haisa gavoa me esrim ama, v'hutzin yored besochav ama. So another solution for lowering, effectively lowering the height of a very tall sukkah is what if some of the schach dips down below the 20 ama? So in Silas Rumechamasan, Sheira, if there's enough schach dipping below the 20 amma line that on their own they could provide sufficient shade, then the sukkah is kosher because that effectively becomes the new rooftop. Then la, but if they not, then psula. Now the opposite case, let's say the sukkah is just tall enough. It's 10 tfachim tall. Who's yod the soch yod? And then you have the schach begins to dip down below the 10 tefach mark. So then, sabar abaye the neymar, same svara, but going in the opposite direction. If there's not enough schach that it would block enough sun on its own, so then that's not the rooftop. The rooftop is above the 10 tefach mark. And it's still kosher sukkah. But if enough stock dips below the 10 tevach mark that it could possibly block enough of the sunlight, the majority of the sunlight coming through, so then that becomes effectively the new rooftop, which is now below 10 tefachim, which would actually invalidate the sukkah for the same star as before, because it becomes a new rooftop. Amar Rava says, It doesn't matter how much goes below. Once you have some going below, hadira srucha hi v'inavidar b'dira srucha. This is not a livable conditions. I don't care if it's considered a new rooftop or not. No one can live in a sukkah made in such conditions. So I think there's a bit of a question whether this is like on a doraisa level or a darabanan level, to what degree. Is one yotzi b'diyevet? There's a bit of a discussion about that. Okay, next case. Let's say, again, we have a sukkah that's above 20 amos. But now, instead of playing around with the schach, instead of trying to, like, you know, throw dirt or whatever, did you guys get excited also when you saw pictures in the Gemara here? I heard that was like the funnest thing as kids when we were like learning Gemara in school. And like, oh, there's a picture. We could doodle in our Gemaras nowadays. That was like, you know, we're like in junior high school. So this is a very helpful visual aid. So let's say you build a stage, Keneged Dofenheim Tsoi. So you can see the first picture. There's a stage that is against all three walls. The Yeshba Hesher Sukkah. And the stage, it has the dimensions of a sukkah. It's at least 7 by 7 tefachim. So that Kishera. And by the way, the Shulchan Aruch points out, Paskin, not the first one to point out, but the Shulchan Aruch, you see the Mishnah Berurah there, Paskin, that not only is the area of the sukkah where the stage is, that is kosher, but the rest of the sukkah, even though the rest of it is effectively 20 amos tall, also becomes kosher by dint of that area. So that's what's going on over here. Now, let's make things a little bit more complicated. Look at picture number 2. Omen Hatzad. Let's say you only put the stage against 2 walls on the side, right? So you have 2 perpendicular walls, and a stage is against both of them, like in the second picture. In Yesh Mitzvahs, it's the Balakosal Dalet Amos, Sula, Pachas Me'ar Amos Ksheira. So now, if this stage is less than 4 Amos away from the wall on the left, the one that it's not literally touching, it would be a kosher sukkah. Why? So because there is a principle called Dofen Akuma. It's Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's just one of these principles that Moshe Rabbeinu passed down in the tradition, that basically, if it's so close to the wall within Dalet Amos, we view as if the Dofen kind of like bends in and it shifts over in order to create a kosher sukkah. So the Gemara asks, my Kamash Malon, Damir Dofen Akuma, is the Chiddush here that there's a concept called a Dofen Akuma? Tanina by Shinivkas Sikha Galam and Yeshman Akosal Sikha Talamos Psula Apakos Mikan Kishera. But wait a minute. I'll show you in the picture book in the future. But imagine you have a structure in which the middle of the roof implodes and you put schach over, imagine like a sunroof. I think Zadie, maybe you mentioned the sunroof question in one of the earlier Shirim. So what if you just have a sunroof that you open up? And then what do you do? So if the rest of the roofing until the wall, between the schach and the wall, is less than dalet by dalet amo, sorry, it's less than dalet amos each, so then we apply the principle of dofen akuma and that we view it halachically as if the schach reaches to the walls. So that we already know. That's an explicit Mishnah later on. The Mishnah precedes the Gemara. So what's the Gemara teaching me? The Chiddush is, Ma detema hasamu de chazil dofen. Avahar de lo chazil dofen emalo. Kamash malan. What's the Chiddush? In the case of a bayish and nivchas, in which the middle of the roof either imploded or is a sunroof there the walls are less than 20 amos, so they're inherently kosher. So it's not such a chiddush to think that we can conceptually view that the walls are pushed in a little bit. But here we're not just saying that the walls are moving closer to the itzdaba, to the stage, but we're also viewing as if the walls are now coming a little bit lower because of that itzdaba. It's moving closer and it's bending in a little bit. So that's the chiddush of our Gemara. You could take a 20 on the wall and connect it to where the Hesher Sukkah is, and it would still count. So that's the Chiddush here. All right, Marina, take care. I'll catch you on the meeting in a few minutes. This is being recorded if you need to catch the rest. No worries. All right. And anyone else who's on the board, if you want to, you're welcome to. I don't feel offended. This will be recorded. Okay. Haisa gavom echaf ama. Next case. I guess I don't have to rush the Gemara anymore. But it's okay. Let me just pause. Any questions at this point? Anything I can clarify? I know I may have thrown out a few new concepts tonight. Okay, if you have any, let me know. Now let's get even wackier. Let's say the stage that you are putting in your sukkah is not touching any of the walls. It's smack in the middle of the sukkah, not touching any of the three walls. In Yesh Mitzvahs Itzdaba, Ledofen, Arba Amos, Ruf Ruach, Psula. Halkas me Arba Amos, Kshera. Same principle, if there's less than four amos between the itzdaba, the stage, and all the walls, it's that close, then we view it as if the walls have moved in and are actually pressed up against the stage, and therefore the entire sukkah becomes kosher. But now the Gemara asks again, Ma'ik Mashal, Domein Dofen Akuma, Hainu Hach. We already taught the din of Dofen Akuma. So what's so special about this? What's this new rule that we're being taught? The chiddush is that you would think that maybe if the stage was pressed up against one wall or two walls, then okay, we play Dovin Akuma and move one wall closer. Here, the stage is not touching, literally has literally no walls. But yet, Dovin Akuma is able to drag all the walls together and create achdus and create one beautiful unified sukkah. I'm sure there's some nice homily someone could give based on that. Okay, finally, last case for tonight. Instead of building up, what if you want to make a sukkah kosher by digging down? Let's say the sukkah is currently under 10 tefachim, right? Most of this year, our goal has been to raise the floor level because it was 20 amos. Now we're going to the other case. What happens when the sukkah is below 10 tefachim? And what if I dig deeper in order to be mashlim, in order to dig deeper so effectively I have 10 tefachim of airspace inside my sukkah? So in Yesh Misfas Chakak Ulokoso Gimel Tefachim Psula, flipping Amud, Pachos Mishosh Tefachim Kshera. Now notice, it says here, if you dig a hole, there could only be up to less than 3 tefachim between the hole and between the wall. The Gemara asks, now this is a principle, very, 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 very important principle. Write this down if you haven't heard it. It will be referenced millions of times, called Lavud. Lavud. Lamed, Beis, Vav, Dalet. Lavud. Lavud teaches us, Rashi, first Rashi on top of the Amud. Kelavud, halacha, lemosha, misinai, chashpina, lek, ilach, hakak, lavud, umagia, ad hakosel. So basically, in halacha, what does it mean to be considered next to something in halacha? So as long as something is within 3 hands' breadths of each other, right, 3 tefachim, for halachic purposes, it's considered united. If you went around the neighborhood, especially popular during COVID, people made the wall-less sukkahs with the straps. So the straps had air gaps between them. How can you do that? As long as it's less than 3 hands' breadths, 3 tefachim, between each one, in halacha, it's all unified together. So that's what's happening over here. But the Gemara asks, "Ma'ishna hasa damir da amar pachus me'arba amos, ma'ishna hach da amar pachus me'shoshu tefachim?" Why earlier, when I had a stage, I was building up, it only had to be within 4 amos. Now you're hardly giving me any space between the hole I'm making and the walls. Now it has to be within 3 tefachim, which is hardly any space. That's not a lot of flexibility. So the answer is Hasam the Isa Ladopen, Pachus Mearba Amos Sagya, Hacha the Shabi Ladopen, Pachus Mishosh Tefachim in Elo Lo. So the difference there, in the case where you're trying to raise the ground level, you have inherently kosher walls. Now it might be too tall, but the walls are considered walls. A mechitza, a wall in halacha, is 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim, in Hilchos Shabbos also. In all the areas of halacha, when you eat a mechitza, 10 tefachim is the minimum. So the issue here is that the walls in this sukkah are less than 10 tefachim. That's why you're digging the hole. So that's why, since what you're trying to do is make kosher walls out of non-kosher walls, you could only use lavud in order to combine. But whereas when you're trying to raise the floor level with walls that are already sufficiently tall enough, just too tall, then you could actually use Dofen Akuma. Why can you use Dofen Akuma? Because it's a Dofen, because it's a wall. You could use Dofen Akuma to conceptualize a wall moving when you have an actual Dofen, a bona fide Dofen. But here, our Dofanos are too small. They're not actual walls from a halachic standpoint. Therefore, we can't use Dofen Akuma, and we need to rely on Lavud. So that gives us less latitude when digging a hole in a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim in order to be mashin and make a 10 tefachim. Okay? That's the end of the Gemara. Any questions? Threw out a lot of new concepts tonight. So I'm happy to reiterate anything if anything's unclear. If you have any,
I have a question. We're talking about the stage. Is that just symbolically sitting there, or is that where you sit on?
You're asking, what if I don't want to sit on the stage? What if I just want to sit in another part of the stage where I'm more comfortable?
Right. Very,
let me read something for you. The same question, I was zocha to be mechavi to Judd's question. So I will take out my Shulchan Aruch of Mishnah Berurah over here. And the Shulchan Aruch reads as follows in Siman Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel Sif, I believe, Hey. Sif Hey. Paisa Gavo Me Esrim. If you have a sukkah, it's about 20 amos. Ubana Ba Itzdaba. Kineged Dofen Habsai, Alpine Kula, Obashir Sukkah. And you build an Itzdaba against the wall. Tishera Kol HaSukkah Afila Me Itzdaba Vihala. The entire sukkah will be kosher, even from the stage and onwards. And he continues, in bana itzva min hatzad, in yeshman itzva kosla shini paps merva amos kshera, alha itzva dafga vimlach kula. So Shulchan Aruch basically says two things. Going back to the pictures in our Gemara, if it's a case in which the itzva touches all three walls, then it's mashir the entire sukkah. If it's that case where it's only touching two of the walls, and you need Dofen Akuma in order to bring it together, only that area of the sukkah will be considered kosher where the itzdaba is.
Doesn't that pose a hazard? And if that's not lifnei ivim o siktei michshol, what is?
I hear that. Maybe we shouldn't build our sukkahs this way. put guardrails on it. I don't know. It's a fair point, Jed. I didn't think about that. I'm not sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. Don't build dangerous sukkahs, guys. Don't build stages in your sukkah. All right. Shkayach everyone. Wonderful learning together. I'm gonna now hop on to the shul Zoom board meeting. Right. The board meeting didn't accommodate our share. All right. Take care, everyone. Wishing a chag kosher sameach. And well, actually, God willing, we'll have our shiur at 8:15 Monday night. So I'll see you then, God willing. Take care.
Thank you.